رسوله الكريم أما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We continue our discussion on the jinnat. We mentioned previously that human beings cannot see jinnat, especially in their original form. But can animals see the jinn? Can animals see jinnat? So we have a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that says that if you hear the barking of dogs, if you hear the barking of dogs or the braying of donkeys at night, I mean, there's no movement, there's no reason for a dog to be barking at night. Or if you hear the braying of a donkey at night, then seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, for they see what you do not see. So from this hadith we learn that if in the darkness of the night a dog barks without any reason, there's no movement there, or a donkey brays, it is because they are seeing what we cannot see, and that is they are seeing the jinn. Likewise, another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you hear the crowing of a rooster, when you hear the crowing of a rooster, ask Allah for His bounty. Make dua whenever you hear a rooster crowing. Why? For it has seen an angel. And when you hear the braying of a donkey, seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, for it has seen the devil. So from these ahadith, what we learn is that, firstly, the hadith does not state that they see the jinn all the time. Otherwise, they'll be barking all the time, or the donkey would be braying all the time. So it does not happen constantly. So, but from time to time, animals are able to see shayateen or the jinnat. And from the hadith, we learn that the braying of a donkey is linked to the presence of shaitan, while the rooster's crowing is linked to the presence of an angel. And therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you hear the rooster crowing, make dua because it has seen an angel. Another aspect of our discussion focuses on how do the jinn influence us, or to what extent do they influence us? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that there is none among you, that means there is no one among human beings, except that each one of you has a qareen, the Arabic word is qareen, a companion from the jinn appointed to him. So each one of us has the presence of a jinnat with us, a rebellious shaitan that is with us. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, even you, O Messenger of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, even me, except that Allah has helped me against him and he has submitted, so he only commands me to do good. So what these scholars, there are two interpretations, that he has submitted. The one interpretation is that the jinn has no influence over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second view preferred by Imam Nawawi is that the jinn that was appointed, the qareen that was appointed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually became Muslim. Now what is the purpose of this qareen this jinn that is appointed with each one of us. This is part of the test of our lives. And that is the function of the jinn, the shaitan, with us is to make wiswas, to place thoughts in our heart, to tempt us, to kind of spur us into doing wrong. And it is also said in another narration that every human being has an angel and a jinn with him. So each one, a jinn and an angel is appointed. And the function of the angel is to motivate you to do good, plant ideas of virtue in the hope that you'll take them on. And the presence of the jinn, the qareen, is to actually hope that you will plant wiswas in you, tempt you, put thoughts in your mind, negative thoughts in your mind, in the hope that you will carry out those negative thoughts. So this qareen from among the jinnah, the Quran refers, قَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَدْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. On the day of judgment, we will try and apportion blame to this jinn that's with us and says he is responsible. He has been spurring us and putting thoughts in us and driving us to do evil. Qala qarinuhu, and his companion, that is qarin, that's jinnat, will say, Rabbana ma adghaytuhu, that, oh my Rabb, I did not compel him to transgress. Walakin kana fi dalalin ba'id, but he himself was in error. That means my function was only to whisper, not to force him. He then built the thought. So shaitan plays this thought, you entertain the thought, it becomes an idea, then you entertain the idea, it becomes an intent, and then you execute that intent. So shaitan, the qareen's function is merely to place a thought, and he will thus associate himself of any blame and say, I did not compel him to do evil. I only planted the thought and he carried out the rest. Another aspect or question is that do the jinnat eat and drink like we human beings? We eat and drink. Do they also eat and drink? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the jinn, a group of jinn, believing jinn, came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked them about their provision, what's halal, what's permissible for them, etc. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that every bone upon which the name of Allah has been mentioned is regarded as meat for you, permissible meat for you. So on animals that are slaughtered in a halal manner, where Allah's name is mentioned, those bones become food for the believing jinnat. So they don't eat food like us. Their form of food is different. How they take food off from the bone is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and the dung, that means the dung of your animals, it will be food for their animals. The dung of your animals is food for the animals of the shayateen. And then he said, so do not use them for cleaning yourselves. Telling the believers, do not use bone for cleaning yourselves, for they are food of your brothers. Referring to the believing jinnat. And another hadith of, so they eat like us. And therefore Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions the same hadith that Nahan Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from cleaning ourselves with bones or with dung, because it is used by the shayateen. And then in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحْدُكُمْ, that when one of you eats, فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِيَمِينِهِ, eat with your right hand, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ, because shaitan eats with his left hand, وَيَشْرَبُ بِشِمَالِهِ, and also drinks with his left hand. So this hadith teaches us, or confirms, that the shayateen or the jinnat also eat and drink very much like us as human beings. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,